I said, first, the call comes before the burden. I said, second, the basis of the will of God is obedience to the call. I said, now, number three, the call of God and the will of God is like salvation. I want you to keep looking at me now. The call of God and the will of God is like salvation. You get saved in this order. Facts, faith, feeling. Facts, faith, feeling. Now, please, listen. Please don't take notes. You're disobeying if you do, and I don't want you to. I beg you to cooperate and look right at me now. I got something to tell you. I'm trying to change your life, but I can't do it if you're sitting there looking at a piece of paper. And you may be making out your list of things you got to exchange tomorrow, as far as I know. I want you to hear me now. I mean that. Now, listen carefully. You got saved when you heard the facts. Now, the feeling didn't come first. If the feeling came first, I seriously doubt the fact that you got it. If all of a sudden you were sitting in church one day and an electric spark hit you and you begin to do like that and you fell on your face, I doubt very seriously if you got saved. Because you can't be saved unless first you get the facts. You've got to know that you're a sinner. You've got to know that sinners are lost. You've got to know that Jesus, the virgin-born Son of God, paid the price for sinners on the cross. You've got to know that He died in your place and rose again after 72 hours. You've got to know that. Now listen to me. That's the facts. And you've got to know the facts to be saved. You're not saved because God knocks you over the head. You're saved because you put your faith in Christ and accept His gift of eternal life. Now, first, the facts. A soul winner provides that. Second, the faith. You provide that. Third, the feeling. God provides that. And a feeling about salvation that is not based on the knowledge of the facts and the faith is not salvation at all. For example, I don't like songs like, I was there when it happened and I ought to know. Now, that doesn't move me. You're not saved because you're there when it happened. You're saved because somebody told you the facts. You put your faith in Christ and God gave you the feeling that you're His child. Now, the same person that preaches salvation by grace will turn around and preach the will of God by feeling. You see, just as God leads you to Him by first the facts, then the faith, then the feeling, God leads you with Him the same way. Now listen to me. I have been to church after church after church across this nation to preach. And I have sat right there on the platform ready to preach. And I had no burden whatsoever. Truth is, I was tired. Honest truth is, I wasn't in the mood to preach. Truth is, I'd like to be home taking a nap, or in my room taking a nap, maybe. I didn't feel like it. Maybe I didn't feel well. But I'm going to preach. Why? Because God Almighty gave me a call. That's why. And I'm obeying what God said. Now, I had no burden for that service that night, but when I got up and obeyed the call of God and began to preach and obey God's call, all of a sudden a burden swelled in my soul, because a burden is a gift of God in response to obedience to His command. Boy, this is good.